Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to our third episode of the Coffee Crew podcast. We appreciate every single one of you guys that have been listening and tuning in with us and for asking questions in our social medias at Coffee Crew Co. Today, we are here at Barbershop Heaven on 3rd Avenue. This shop, we are out here, guys. We are live. This shop is actually owned by Eric, which he is here with us today. So what's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're here, guys. We got Minnie.
Hello.
We got George.
Yo.
The whole crew is here, guys. We're out here, guys. We're doing it. Basically, Eric, the people didn't get to really get to know you last couple episodes, so why don't you fill us in. Tell us, what's your favorite cup of coffee?
All right. My go-to, it's a cold brew.
Nice.
That's really...
Oh, good.
Can't go wrong with cold brew.
What's like your... if you were to pick like your favorite coffee shop, which one would you say? No. That's what happened to everybody. You put them on the hot seat, guys.
Questions on the spot.
Okay. If I had to say...
Maybe not favorite coffee shop, but like... So we don't put anybody down, but maybe just like, you know, it's like a...
A preference.
Yeah, for sure.
If you would.
Did you guys say Kova already?
I think me and Lolo did.
We said it was kind of a what was it?
Bias.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, we said putting Kova aside. What else would you say?
All right. I like James
Coffee's
pretty
good. Very good. Yeah. We had other options. Other things we said was Hawthorne Coffee.
I think we all agreed on that one.
Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's good stuff. Yeah, and then. So, Eric, this is your barbershop. This is your turf. Can you tell us just a little bit about Barbershop Heaven?
Yeah, for sure. So, my name's Eric. They already said that. Yeah, I'm 33 years old. Like he was saying, I am a dad. Just a little intro about myself. I'm a dad. I have three kids. I'm happily married. I'm a business owner, and I'm a pastor. But, yeah, so Barbershop Heaven... we opened the doors to Barbershop Heaven about 7 years ago now, here in downtown Chula Vista. And, yeah, it's been good. Business has been good and we've been blessed. And, you know, now we have three barbershops, another one National City, another one Main Street. And, yeah, and we're continuing to grow. We got good plans, good projects. And so... Yeah, it's been fun.
And this one you just remodeled, right? Because you're on the corner across from 24 Hour?
Correct. So we lease the space right next door. And, you know, we remodeled this place. Used to be UEI, used to be here. So it's just a classroom. So we took over two classrooms, remodeled the whole thing, and moved the barbershop here. And we got cool plans for next door.
We don't even know.
Do you guys want me to say what it is? Yeah, or yeah.
I think we should save it for your episode on
okay.
The next one, bro.
Okay, cool, cool.
You can't give them too much.
All right, a teaser.
Yeah, and
so something's going on next door.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for coming. Quick little question, just a little icebreaker to get us going, get us in the mood. I want to ask you guys, if you had your dream house right now, so just picture yourself, your dream house, and if you could have built, I mean, like, or like, what would be... like the room that you make that is like special, that might be weird, that might be different. Like this is like your dream room in that house. So like, depending on whatever you guys like or what you guys like to do, like what would be like a must have room, right? And let's start it to my right, to Eric.
All right,
let's start it
I'm
off.
Ready to go. So
I've
been planning my house for a while. So so I already have this laid out. It's a combination of things. So what I want to do is have, I love movies. I don't get to watch any right now because it is grind time. So it's going to be a theater room. We're going to have a projector there.
Wow.
We're going to have like a little platform going up like a movie theater. Have some lazy chairs going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's going to be there. I'm a big gamer. I love board games. I love poker. I love all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah. True,
they're going to be able to have that there. You're going to have... So it's pretty much going to be a movie theater / a men's cave.
A men's cave. Okay.
And I want to have like my own little station, my barbershop station. Sometimes I cut my hair up, I cut my kids up. So
that 100-year-old barber chair?
Yeah, I have a 1901 barber chair. So
history.
That thing is going to be there. And so, yeah, it's a men's cave / barbershop slash movie theater.
Not sure if you guys caught that, but he said we're going to have. So I'm not sure if you guys know here at the Coffee Crew HQ. Every single place that we go is HQ.
Yep.
We're moving up in life. But here, guys, you like to make dreams happen. Yep. So we don't just dream, we live it. You know what I mean? And hopefully we can take you guys along that journey. So that's super dope, man. What do you think, Minnie? Mr. Dreamhouse, what are you going to have?
I was so interested in Eric's. I wasn't even thinking about mine.
He's like, wow.
I was like,
I'm
going to
change mine.
You're
like, we're going to have that, huh?
I think just a room where I get ready. Like, you know, a makeup room.
The wrong room here.
Glam
room.
Like a glam room.
Yeah, cool. Ring lights all over.
Wow.
Yeah,
all over
exactly.
Okay.
Like mirrors all around everything. Okay.
Thanks.
My George.
For me, it's pretty easy. As soon as you said it, like the perfect room, it'd just be a giant room with every music thing you can ever think of,
like
instruments,
a
like a big old drum set, a guitar center, pretty much. I'm going to buy a guitar center. That's what I'm going to do. That's my room.
That's great. Well, I already had my dream closet. I made it into a little studio.
a
music studio. I put up some blankets on the walls for insulation.
Cut up some styrofoam, put
cut
it on
up
the
some
wall.
Styrofoam, put it on the wall. It's a safe hazard.
Safety hazard. Fire hazard.
Packaging.
So,
what are those things called? The
styrofoam?
But the little styrofoam things that come like in Toy Story.
Soundproof? Oh.
Yeah,
little peanuts?
Yeah,
peanuts. Packing
peanuts. Packing
peanuts.
Yeah, there you go.
No, so I think for me, I really like to create. So kind of like a little studio, like a creative studio kind of thing, like some sick backdrops, maybe like a studio for recording music and tracks. I really enjoy that stuff. So that's cool.
That's
so what
cool.
if we put everything together?
There you go.
I think that's where we're going.
We'll go crazy. Be quiet over there.
But just getting straight to the coffee, guys. Thank you guys for answering the questions. Today we are featuring, so every podcast, beginning of the podcast, we feature special coffee roasts, so just different coffee roasters from all over San Diego. And today we are featuring the Press Espresso from Temecula, California. And actually, Minnie, you went up there recently. You bought
it
back down. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about the Press? Which, by the way,
press.
Is one of your favorite places.
Yeah. The Press is one of my favorite places. So anytime I go to Temecula, I make sure I stop there. And since I only can go there, like, probably, like, once every 6 months now, when I used to go every weekend.
Why would you go every weekend?
Yeah, why? Tell us why.
I will.
Ooh, there
you go.
Say it.
Do it.
Well.
Do it.
I don't know if I'm ready for that to come out yet. I'm just kidding.
I can just
go
first.
You asked her. Why don't you set yourself up?
Tell them.
Well, me and Lalo here are dating, and I lived in Redlands and he lived here in San Diego, so we would meet in Temecula halfway every weekend.
Like how long?
For 3.5 years.
So the Press, you owe us money.
Yeah.
You're invested.
Yeah. 3.5 years, and we went every Saturday. So
jeez.
Anytime I go there, like this time when I went there, I didn't know what to order because I wanted to try, like, have it all again.
Right.
So I ordered like 3 drinks.
Oh man.
I did.
Really owes money.
I know, and I bought these beans, but they never
really
disappoint.
I think that's when we were going there, we had a lot of the pour overs, and they're really good. The baristas, super friendly people.
Yeah,
and even like their name is called the Press Espresso. It's based on like a verse about pressing forward and like reaching the finish line. So I think it was like it's a very cool concept, and even the way they run their coffee shop is really really cool. So, guys, shout out to the press. Yeah, it's Temecula. Cool people. All right, guys, let's get right into the good stuff. Here we go. I want to ask you guys. No, drum roll necessary. But I want to ask you guys. I was going to ask you guys for your screen time for your social media on your phones.
I wish I could give it to you guys. But I'll tell you average, because I
average. Yeah, let me go get
my average.
Yeah,
it's about between 4.5 hours to 5.5 hours.
For social media?
Oh shoot! No, that's overall. I watch a lot
overall.
Of YouTube. Okay, social media.
Minus
probably like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Not bad, dude. Mine, I'm looking at it right now. Shoot, it's like. Barely, it's like an hour and 52 minutes. You know what I mean?
How
somebody got
how
a big
movie
there?
Like 45 minutes?
45 minutes?
For a day?
Barely.
What are you talking about?
From 12 a.m. to 6 p.m., dog. For your last 7 days. 3 hours and 30... No, no. 12 hours and 43 minutes in a week. I mean, putting in work.
Maybe I'm higher. I don't know.
I think you're higher, bro.
You're
tripping, dog.
No, but he's a busy guy.
Mine is never for anything other than YouTube and Twitter.
All right, YouTube, Twitter, go.
YouTube. They're both the same. It's 1 hour 50. So
oh,
2 hours, pretty much.
Oh, wait. YouTube counts as a social media?
Social media.
He has Twitter. So we use Twitter as social media.
So what was yours?
Well, I mean, they kind of go ahead. But yeah, a minute. 1 hour 50.
Right.
For just Twitter?
For YouTube.
Really?
I'm going to need a drum roll for mine if that's your guy's.
That's your job, though.
Okay.
That's your job.
I was going to say that. I use YouTube for a lot of, like, tutorials and, like, how-tos and all that stuff. But
yeah. I just hear a bunch of
excuses
and
justify.
That's what I was thinking about.
My average social media score.
Same.
3 hours and 13 minutes.
God.
In the last 7 days, my social media, 19 hours and 31 minutes.
By the way, guys, if you do hear a couple of sounds in the background, just ignore them. There's a bunch of cars passing by and people, so we're live. We're out here. We're in the public eye. So, Mini, back to you. You said how many hours again?
She said 5 hours. Something.
Yeah. 3 hours and 13 minutes. And the last 7 days is 19 hours and 31 minutes.
For
social media.
Last 7 days?
Yeah, the last 7 days. 19
hours. So that's like
less, though.
They owe you money.
Yeah.
That's your job, though.
Yeah, press on Instagram
owes you money. Social media for... I do the social media for Barbershop Heaven. So there goes my... Barton, yeah. And the... New
other things.
A few other things
other
I don't
ventures.
Yeah.
That are not.
Along with
what are the ventures?
I can't say. We gotta listen to the next episode for that, homie. That's the hook.
Why are we avoiding the subject?
I missed the last one.
You missed the last one.
All right, cool. So exactly. So I mean, we're not too bad, you know. But according to this reliable source, it says the average time spent on social media is 15,142 minutes a day. I'm pretty sure it's less than hours.
All right, divided by 60.
But just to...
A day?
The average time. I mean, think about... You know,
15,142 divided by...
I mean, that's...
16.
Those are mini statistics.
No.
I think you read it wrong.
Yeah.
It says 142 minutes a day.
No, what the heck is this? Oh, it is. you got some horrible rigging writing.
Redo, redo, redo.
That's 2.3
hours. I
was like, what
the? All right,
guys,
I didn't write that.
That's 2.3 hours a day.
Like I said, the average time spent on social media is 142 minutes a day.
Which is 2.3 hours.
Which is 2.3 hours a day that is just dedicated to social media, which is, I mean, it's kind of crazy to say that it's not crazy, but it is kind of crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come again.
You know what I mean?
You said it's a little crazier.
I mean, just think about it now. I mean, just think about it, guys. You go to a restaurant, you go to a party, and I don't go to clubs, but I've seen videos on clubs.
Okay.
And you see people just, like, recording their experience. Or you see people posting their experience.
Right.
Yeah.
You see people, I mean, everywhere they go, businesses are jumping to this movement. Like, it's so crazy. There's social media, I mean, there's without a doubt, there's something. But it's so massive, right? And, I mean, we all have social media for the most part.
The president tweets all the time.
The president tweets. Which is insane, right? Because, I mean, even, like, something as like a Twitter or like a tweet can be so beneficial or so destructive in the same way. So I really want to get into the whole social media talk, especially since, I mean, Eric, you have a businesses and a lot of, I mean, I guess we can say a good part of it.
Of the success.
Or not even that, but I think like to be successful maybe or like to go to the next level, you really got to have social media into your
right,
business, right?
Sense.
You're gonna have to go with the times. So let's talk about the bad and the good things about social media and what it brings. Does it do a negative impact? Is it positive? you know, what have you guys seen and experiences and stuff like that. So I want to ask you guys, okay, what are some of the bad things that social media brings or it can have? Something negative, perhaps?
I think that one of the negative things is that people compare themselves to others on social media. And I think, like, they see these people's life, like, all these celebrities, all these, like,
influencers'
lives on social media, and they think, like, oh, they're living, like, this way. But they don't realize, like, everyone usually says, like, you're only seeing the highlights of those people's days. Like,
right.
You don't know what their real life is like, the bad in their days. So I think a lot of people just compare themselves.
Yeah.
And then that brings a lot of people down.
Yeah. I think what's crazy about that is that I think if you don't catch yourself, like, we all, like, often find ourselves, like, damn, like, they got a crazy car. Or, damn, they have a... this or success and this and that, but like how you said, it's just like a facade or a show they're putting up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what would you guys say? Or something?
I think maybe another one is just, I mean, you could also say it's a good thing, but we'll talk about that later. But I guess you're exposed to a lot of negative people and a lot of negative things. And I mean, most of the thing is just negative people that you normally wouldn't be really exposed to because, I mean, you don't really... I mean, the people you interact with on a daily basis are mostly your friends, people you know, but on social media, you're exposed and you're interacting with people you don't know, and that comes with good and bad, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I would say that's another big part of it.
And I think just to touch on Minnie real quick on her statement, I think, like, that one is so bad. Like, you have people committing suicide because... they don't live up to the expectations of social media, you know, and they think, you know, like you were talking about, is the highlights or there's like a million different, what's it called? Filters. And angle. Like, probably the average person, I don't know if there's a stat out there, probably take like 10 pictures before they upload the one with the right lighting or the one with
the
right
one.
Filter. Yeah, exactly. So I think like that one's a very dangerous one. I think. You know, especially compared to physically, I think.
Yeah.
And then you compare yourself as,
status.
You know, how, status,
right.
How good is somebody else doing? And, you know, it's that one, because then it kind of puts you down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to kind of comment on that one. That was a crazy, we go so much in there with that one. The negative, I think, so the bad, I think for me is distraction. Definitely. It's complete distraction. You know, how many times I find myself that I'm about to search something, like you said, how-to videos, or, you know, about to listen to something, sometimes even to read the Bible or something, and then you completely get distracted,
right.
And then you spend the next hour, 30 minutes, you know, just doing nothing, and then, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's a huge distraction.
Right.
Obviously, you know, it's up to you, right? I think
right.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
Having a phone, opening up a phone is a distraction.
But with all that being said, we can all say there is positive, there is great, amazing things that the internet, that social media can do for a person, for a business,
definitely.
For a
mm-hmm.
community, right? I mean, I think us have experienced it through Coffee Crew, that we've seen a community that is like this, that has grown. In the coffee community, that people from different parts of the world have joined this movement of the crew, and like I think that's something like beautiful that we see like part of the social media thing. So I want to ask you guys, like, what is a good thing about social media?
Well, for me, it's like you can build your brand, build your business. Like
right.
If you think about it, like Coffee Crew came from social media. Like we're doing this, like the podcast right now. Because of social media.
Right.
And the same thing, like, doing the social media for all the businesses that I'm doing right now.
Uh-huh.
Well, Eric is doing that I'm helping with. Like, I see it. Like, I see the growth in it. And just, like, all the customers it brings. Like, just seeing, like, the people reach, like, that it reaches.
Right.
So, I think it helps a lot when you're building a business.
That's cool.
I think, like, just our business, the barbershop,
mm-hmm.
since you came back in February to now, you kind of took control
mm-hmm.
over that.
Yeah.
And the growth has been crazy, like,
definitely.
as business. So,
yeah.
Because you went hard on it and you utilized, so it's not just helping me out,
yeah.
but she actually built it from it was just I think we hadn't posed in like 7 months, and you came and took over. And I'm constantly like, seriously, like customers and barbers notice it, and customers are constantly telling our barbers like, yo, whoever's doing your social media, they're doing such a good job. Like I'm always waiting to see what's next, and you know, so I feel like I'm part of it. So I think it, like, you could be across the world, and you could completely feel like right now with this podcast, you could continue. You can feel like you're part of us right now, because that's just a part of it. But anyways, like Gary V, like, he preaches on this all day, and he's saying if you're not using the social media, like, you're gonna be left in, if you're a business, you're gonna be left in the dust.
Yeah, like, I was gonna ask you that. Yeah. Like, would you urge business owners like to hop on social media?
Heck yeah, like, that's everything right now. It's, man, it's just, you know, we used to do flyers, we used to do all this cool stuff. Like, that's just a waste of time. If you're not doing social media somehow, like, you're going to be left in the dust. And whoever is on top of their social media, they're completely going to succeed. They're going to outrun everybody else, because that's how you do. Because everybody is on their phone 24/7. Any little break that you have, you're going to go on there. And so, man, the social media has created millionaires. The social media has created...
stars, singers, everything.
Yeah, for real. You get discovered overnight now.
Justin Bieber, YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, internet right now and social media, it's absolutely everything. Whoever's not taking advantage of it is... It's wasting your time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
saved everything. I saved.
Well, you wanted to talk about what I was saying earlier about, you know, being exposed to negative people. I mean, you can say the exact thing about positive. You see all these crazy things that people are doing across the world that you would never be exposed to before.
Yeah.
I mean, one that I always see, and it's crazy to see, is like people getting together to fundraise for a shelter, for any cool, great causes out there, you know, for kids. Yeah, GoFundMes, like, for, you know, homeless people, for dogs and shelters, whatever it may be, like, all these things that would be so hard to do back in the day. Like, back in the day, you'd have to sign a petition or, like, sign up, get people to sign your paper, have to go walk around, having to get people. And, I mean, how many more eyes do you get on your GoFundMes now, your Kickstarters, all these companies that have started because people donated to their cause on social media or whatever it may be. I think that's a crazy thing. And to be able to expose to all these people around the world that easily, I mean, that's just, I think that's priceless, you know, and that is why social media is so big right now.
Yeah. I think you see it a lot with, like, viral videos, right? People that just post a video, like a simple video, like just like a random one, next thing you know, is being seen by millions of people. And it could be like an inspirational video, it can be like a call for help, or it could even be like a brand that's up and coming. I think, like
what's that kid, the yodeling dude?
Yeah,
yodeling boy,
the
name.
Walmart,
damn, what's his name?
It's a Walmart guy, that's like Walmart kid, has like yodeling, and now he's like making tracks. He's like,
he's playing
he's
crazy,
like
stadiums, crazy stadiums.
Yeah.
Like,
all he did was, I mean,
somebody uploaded a video of YouTube on him.
Yodeling at Walmart.
Singing a song at Walmart.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And
I remember
overnight,
his name.
You become like freaking instant famous, you know?
And that's what's beautiful about it too, though, because now you don't have to, I guess, through social media, like, it's not really about who you know. I mean, it kind of is, yeah, but like, I think it's like, it's kind of like, I mean, would you call it luck? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, if you get viral, then you just make it like from one day to the other.
Right.
It's like, it's insane. Like, it could be, like, next thing you know, you're a celebrity. Next thing you know, you're a famous artist. It gives you a platform. I think that's what it is.
But I think now even, like, more artists have that power in their hands instead of having to pay a label to distribute your stuff. Like, back in the day, you'd have to pretty much bend over backwards to, you know, have to try to go with the label.
If you didn't have a manager,
exactly,
a whole team behind you, you couldn't... It was all money. It was a lot of money that was... If you didn't have money...
Yeah.
Or you were really good and somebody actually came and picked you up, then it was so hard. You were out there selling CDs off Walmart or tracks or whatever.
Yeah. And even if you and even if you did make
people
it,
people still do it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but that's not it. Come on,
it,
man.
But even if you didn't make it, like there would be huge bands, but they would make like 10% of the sales because they had to pretty much be taken advantage of. That's the only way they would get big in the first place. But now, all these music artists, like even painters, like all this stuff, like they have the power in their hands to achieve that next level, be able to go to a label and be like, look how big we are. We have this many followers, all this stuff. Like that is so powerful now for, especially for an independent musician, like who's trying to make it. You don't have to have like all that money backing you up. Like you can just, you know, grind it out and like sing in the street and you know, get a following going all on your own. You don't have to, you know, again, get taken advantage of. I think that's a crazy thing that has been definitely been changing over the music industry.
What I really love about it, about social media too, is that it gives brands like a personality, a face, like I guess it's like more of a personal
exposure,
personal connection with the customers now, is what I mean, really. Like, you know, but like now with coffee shops, Instagram, like you get to really have that like communication with them. Like like they're not unreachable as like brands before, where you had to like send them like a letter in the mail, and now you just send them like a direct message or a comment on their post, and you get just that personal touch from companies and brands. I mean, because if somebody DMs Barbershop Heaven, of course, like one of you guys is gonna answer the message, right? And I think that's like something that social media has created, like a bridge between consumers, between the person and the company and the brand, right? I think that's totally
And
great.
I think, you know, talking about coffee shops, I mean, I think, for example, Dark Horse, you know, there's people who got a hold of social media, and there's a lot of, you know, we give props to Dark Horse because their marketing, their social media, it's insane. And and they use it to their advantage. And I think, you know, there's other, I don't know if you guys can name other coffee shops where you guys like, man, they're just, their social media is so freaking good.
Social media, their branding.
Their branding.
Like James is an incredible branding that is just so like pleasing to the eye.
Right.
And people really love going there, to pictures, all that stuff.
Right.
That's cool.
And so it's like, it's always the good and the bad between it, but I think coffee shops have done such a good job, you know, to you know, I think it's cool. Like, you get to see their coffee and see whatever it is that they're serving, and you want to be part of it, and it attracts you there.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us have found coffee shops through social media that we didn't even know. They were like, oh. And as soon as you find out of a coffee shop, what do you want to do?
You look up their social media.
You look up their social media, and then you're attracted to it, regardless of how good and bad. I think just finding them, it's like, man, I just want to go check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Even if their social media might not be the best, but it's a new coffee shop, I'm like, I want to go try that coffee shop.
Right. Definitely.
You like get like a feeling already of like what it's like in there, like the environment and everything.
Yeah.
Especially going to like places you've never been, like whenever you go to Ensenada, like how many coffee shops did you find just on social media, like, you know, we just find them on social media.
Otherwise, what will you do?
Exactly.
Back in the day, drive around, you can bounce something, right?
Ask people.
And you give the wrong address.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
Calimax, the second Calimax.
That's all they say. Yeah, yeah, it's on
you know, the Oxxo on that.
You can't miss it. Hey, bro, I missed it. Man, that's insane, yeah. I think for, like, Coffee Crew, like, I think, like, big part to, like, our growth was just like people sharing us and like telling their friends about Coffee Crew and like
showing love.
Yeah. And just really can't thank you guys enough for like showing so much love on social media, whether it's sharing our podcast, sharing our post and commenting, all that good stuff. And I think it's just, it allows us to not just for you guys to know us, but for us to know you guys as well. Like, you know, just throughout the questions, throughout the asking for feedback, like blogs and all of that stuff, it allows us to also get to know you guys, to also plan like Coffee Crew meetups and things like that, that allows us to connect. So I think that's just incredible. And I think social media is just like something that's going to continue to grow and just go, and I mean, it'll probably just like expand in just so many different ways and like in new ways as well. But I really believe social media is here to stay and probably go on for longer.
I think another thing too I was about to say is that like the way you can connect with people nowadays through social media. Like before, you'd have to like have a phone conversation to figure out, hey, you know what? We have things in common. Yeah. But now you just go on someone's page, like, oh, they like this. They like coffee. They like
with this hashtag.
Like there, you're able to, like, to find people that you have stuff in common with, really connect with them, become friends, like.
Because they're giving you like a whole portfolio of like who they are. In a sense, right? Like this is me. Which is like, hopefully, if you're being truthful, like this really is you, then it's like, cool. Like, oh, is that confident? All this other stuff.
So, if you're an extrovert and you find somebody who's an extrovert, or introvert, if you're an introvert and find somebody who's an introvert,
then it's like, nobody.
Who's gonna DM first?
It's just like all the pictures.
Yeah. So, if somebody keeps liking your picture but is not messaging you, please, guys, send them a message. They're struggling.
Is there an introvert community where it's like nobody meets?
Now we're talking.
And
I think that on that note, also, going back to the companies and going back to the importance of brands to have a social media, I think that that allows us as consumers, as whatever, as supporters, to really see how they're working, to really get like a little insight, right, on like them roasting their coffee. Like, I think it's really cool and fun to see just like a coffee shop like roasting, right, and then they'll show like their beans. They'll give a shout out to other coffee shops. You get to see people making drinks, right, and I think that gives like a cool insight on that thing, on those things. As well, like, I mean, I just saw, I believe it was either Bird Rock or Dark Horse that went on a trip to somewhere in Colombia or something like that. And they got to just show, like, behind the scenes, the farms.
That is cool.
That maybe for us that can't make a trip over there, like we get to live that through social media.
Yeah.
We get to live that through their lens, right? I mean, that's pretty dope. I mean, what are some of the highlights that you guys have?
Well, I mean, like I mentioned earlier about, like, the GoFundMes and all that stuff, like, on that same kind of thing is all the events that get planned and all the people that get to see it. How else would you see those things if you didn't have social media? And, you know, we'd have to go back to the old days of putting
posters
everywhere and getting people the old-fashioned way. But I think you reach so many more people way more easier now. You know, like the Cobu City Fest, all that stuff that gets put out there that all the people that get exposed to it wouldn't otherwise get exposed to it if it wasn't for social media, you know.
And even like new people that don't that perhaps aren't into coffee, they get to get that exposure through events, through somebody sharing, through somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, shares an event, shares a post.
I mean, for example, me, I didn't even know about specialty coffee.
Right.
And the reason why I kind of found out about it was because Lalo started this coffee crew page. You know, he was a founder, and I came across, you know, how Instagram kind of gives you
people you may know.
Yeah, people you may know. And you were keeping it silent for a while, and I was like, what is this coffee crew? But I got into it, and I was like, man, like, this is cool. You know, I didn't know much about the specialty coffee, and I think I got to know so much more, and I got to, you know, research and what's the difference. I mean, I was a virgin when it came to coffee. And I think social media allowed me to be able to dive a little bit deeper and appreciate so many things about the industry as a whole. And I think, for example, the farms, you know, going back to that, when you were talking about the farms, is I think there's a huge movement that now it's out there, and it's to help out not just the businesses that are local here, but you get to actually be part of something bigger, and it's to pour back into the farms, into third world country that actually survive at farms, and you know, it's a whole family, it's like a whole thing.
Moving parts connected.
Yeah, and so you get to actually be part of that, like you were saying. You can't go over there and help these people out.
Yeah.
But by drinking a cup of coffee, you actually get to help those people out there.
And
that's a great feeling.
Exactly. As well. Mm-hmm. I think like a cool point that you really hit was like that because of somebody else's post, it kind of introduced you to that. And I think going back to what you said about the farms is that the more people know about specialty coffee, the better for everyone. The better for coffee shops and then all the way to the farmers, right? And then back to us because then they are able to produce a better cup of coffee because now they have resources and all that stuff. So I think like the importance of us like sharing posts, sharing like posting pictures at specialty coffee shops, and then people are like, wow, that is like a very cool place. Like, what is this, right? And then
the business do their job, right? As a consumer, we say, hey, we went here. This is a good coffee. And then I've seen it goes back to the business. Then the business, the person gets exposed to that business.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, especially coffee. And the business, they do their job to expose the farmers and say, hey, this is where we actually get our coffee, right?
Yeah.
And
that's
a part of I think, like Koba and you were talking about,
Bird
I think,
Bird Rock.
That they actually push and say, hey, there's actually something greater than just drinking coffee and caffeine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just to wake you up, but there's actually a whole part behind it and a purpose behind it. And I think the businesses have done such a good job in able to express that and put that out there.
As well.
And there you go.
Educate the consumer, like, hey, look, it's not just a cup of coffee and like easy here, boom, done,
mm-hmm.
like instant coffee. It's a whole process, like you were saying.
I think that's a huge point that you guys hit on about the being able to find people that were never able to find it before, because like think about like just like in things in general, like you, whether it be a barbershop, a music or whatever, if they post a poster, it's going to be on their shop door or whatever, like on the coffee shop door, on their windows or whatever. But who's going to see that? The people who go into the coffee shop. So it's going to stay in that circle, in that
mm-hmm.
bubble forever. It's never going to grow out of there. And I think that's what social media has helped so much in, is getting people that are out of that bubble and bringing them in to, you know, try something new. But yeah, I think that's a huge point you guys hit
on. Yeah, and I think those are all great points that we're hitting. And I really we want to urge you guys to continue to share those coffee pictures, to visit coffee shops, tell your friends about it. Because at the end of the day, it affects all of us. It affects our cups of coffee. And it's just an amazing thing to back up,
mm-hmm.
to support. And just to wrap things up, guys, we really appreciate you guys sticking around. We do a Q&A on our stories, so where you guys can ask questions. It could be random, funny, serious, coffee-related, all of that good stuff. So we have a couple questions from you guys that we're going to share, and then we can all give a little input answer real quick. So first person is SweetLou250. He said, will you guys visit other shops in other states soon? Man.
I hope so.
All right? You got to go travel.
I know.
Is there
Portland.
One that you guys kind of...
I wanted to go to Portland for Kova's Roaster.
You gotta go visit
for a while.
That's a good one. What about?
I agree. I think Portland.
Yeah.
I think Seattle is another another good one,
Seattle. I would like to go... Maybe you went to San Francisco not so long ago. That one was very cool.
San Francisco, yeah.
I wish I had been a little bit more into coffee back then. Or, let's try a bunch of them, but...
We just went to Starbucks, too.
Now we can. that's the old episode. Leave that back then. Don't bring it back.
That was the last episode.
No, we have to try a blue bottom, right?
That's it.
And then blue bottle again, right?
blue
bottle is pretty good. All right, next question, guys. What is your favorite origin of coffee beans? Coffee bean origin. I know what my man's going to say. What am I? go ahead, Eric.
Ethiopia.
I mean, I don't know about that one.
Ethiopia.
Damn, that must be a new one.
I don't know
about
that
one. That's
special.
All right, start over there now.
For me, it's got to be Ethiopia and Colombia. It's my favorite.
Colombia.
Ethiopia, but now I feel like I have to change it up. No, Ethiopia and Guatemala, probably.
Guatemala, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like... Peru. I mean, I've been liking Peru, and then I had a Costa Rica one today. That was really good.
I was
good.
About to say Costa Rica.
That was good. That was dope, yeah.
Shout out to Public Square.
And that was a question from Denicia. So shout out Denicia, a.k.a. Momini.
My sister. Thank you for the support.
Hey, Denicia, she's holding you down in Redlands.
Yeah.
Right, so shout out to her. We also have a question. Next question we got from Cynthia Rivers. She is from Ensenada, so shout out to Ensenada homies. So this is a coffee-related question. Thoughts on cold brew tonic, which I gotta be honest, I've never had. I think I had a sip from Minnie's cup,
mm-hmm.
but I think I'm gonna roll this one over to Minnie unless you guys have had cold brew tonic.
I like it.
Oh, cool. Where is it?
Next question.
Very simple. No, I think they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're different. So I don't think they're for everybody, but I like them.
It was like refreshing.
It is. It's refreshing. It's light.
We had it at where was it?
I think Steady State Roast.
Revolution.
Oh yeah, Revolution Roasters.
I was testing you. I had it all the time. Yeah, but I think.
And then I also had, I think, what was it?
James, probably?
No, what's the coffee shop? In Riverside?
Oh, Arcade Coffee.
Arcade Coffee Roasters, like, was given a sample of it at the Augie's 10-year celebration.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I had it, and it was really good.
Yeah, so let us have it this week, and then we'll get back to you on that
sure.
one.
What about the people that don't know what this is? What is the different
oh,
cold
yeah,
brews?
What is
the different cold
coffee.
Brews? Like
my
the
boy George got the answer. Go ahead, my boy.
No,
the
basically,
scientist.
Cold brew tonic is just basically, it's the same thing as a regular cold brew. You just add tonic water and you ice it up.
I see people from
nitro.
Yeah. And
nitro
basically is just cold brew that's nitro infused. But yeah, I've never had the tonic water, you know, with the cold brew before. So that one, I'm definitely going to try it out.
But what's crazy about the, it's not like, because sometimes they use different flavors,
mm-hmm.
like orange ones or like grape
cool, yeah.
or different.
That's
not so,
I tried, the orange.
So I think I'm going to try it out this week and then I think we'll kind of touch on that a little bit.
Is that pretty known or like, not known? But is it being used a lot in coffee shops? It's a more so on some areas.
I want to say I haven't seen it really in too many menus.
So it's pretty new.
Menus.
I would say so. Like I barely started seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I've been seeing mojitos more like coming up now.
Mojitos.
Yeah. So I mean, the tonic one, I've seen it. Like I never really looked for that. So it's like I might have missed it on the way.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I feel like I really would like to hear your guys' feedback, so go ahead and leave a comment or something.
But if you guys
have
a good coffee shop that you'd know we can get some good cold brew tonic, that'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely. All right, next question from my boy Hugo HJ Solorzano. He said, what are your coffee essentials when going into a new shop?
A phone charger.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah, because you're always
on low
battery. No, it was
on
low battery.
Besides that.
I was going to bring up the...
I know.
The social media time.
And my brightness. He's always saying, like, your phone's so bright. Your phone's so bright.
You're fine.
Your phone's always too low.
I know.
What do you say? I'm always...
Hey, so if you're a business, make sure that you have charging stations and...
That's a must-have.
Is every coffee shop pretty good with that nowadays?
A couple that are pretty slacking
in that department.
Or they have it like all super low, so I have to have my phone like down on my knees.
Okay,
I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, come on,
so if you're a business out there, you listening to this?
Put some dang out.
Step up y'all game with the
electricity. What about you, George?
Essentials. Same thing. A charger. My laptop,
the military,
and some headphones. Dang, some headphones.
Headphones, nice. Yeah.
How about you?
I take my trusty phone, and then I can't take my laptop anymore because I still book on my keyboard.
Oh.
So I can't really type.
R&D.
I gotta bring like a big old keyboard from a desktop keyboard. Like, boy, you got two keyboards and two mouses.
But it's an Apple laptop, though.
An Apple laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a struggle with that. So I just take my phone. Forget that. What about you, Eric?
Just my phone, so I can take good pictures.
Yeah.
If you don't take pictures, you don't check in, and you don't.
Did you actually go to the coffee shop?
It didn't happen.
You gotta
do
your part. Yeah. Definitely. Okay, guys, we have a question from _StarGarcia. She asks, what is the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you in a coffee shop? Whoa. Who wants to go first?
Well, mine is going to be easy. Just go back to episode 1 and you'll hear it.
Which is?
Oh, when I asked for a macchiato at a coffee shop, thinking it was like a Starbucks macchiato.
Oh, boy. That's pretty embarrassing.
She goes pretty into detail, that one.
Yeah.
Yes. Go back to episode 1. You can find out on that one. Want to go next?
I did spill a coffee once, like as soon as they gave it to me, and she had to remake it on the spot.
Yeah, that's
I feel pretty bad about that.
That's inconvenient,
but
that's not even embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm just a jerk.
Embarrassed for you.
All right, my most embarrassing one was I was helping out this customer that wanted not a sweet of a bread, a pastry. So I said, hey, we have a croissant, which was the last one. And my worst fear has always been to drop the last pastry for a customer. And sure enough, I grabbed the croissant. I drop it, the last one, which he didn't want any other sweet pastry. And he goes, mother effery, you dropped my croissant, didn't you? And I said, yeah. He goes, you son of a gun. No, I'm going to say that. But I mean, luckily, he was a very cool dude. So he got a different pastry. But that was embarrassing. That was horrible.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad, though.
Like, oh, he made me drop a croissant.
For you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for me, I always get embarrassed with my kids. They went to a coffee shop.
Oh, no.
And it's always embarrassing, but this is the pretty bad one. So they're playing around, and they have a section where they have, you know, little kids area, and I thought that was cool. So they go over there with the cousins. There's four of them.
Oh, not
the
cousins.
And all of a sudden, we just hear, bah, 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 bah. We turn around, they drop the bicycle, they drop a helmet, and they drop, like, something else.
Oh,
and everybody turns around because it was, like, very quiet. And I sent my wife to go to go handle it. I kind of said, I'll be waiting.
Those are not my kids.
But it was embarrassing.
That's her embarrassing moment, not yours.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Last but not least, guys, last question. Here it is. If the Area 51 raid happens, would you join? Remember, I mean, have you guys seen that online going on? That people have signed up for petition. What do you got to get on social media, dog? You need to step up your
Hey, that's how you know I was truthful about my 45 minutes. Clock in, clock out, that's it.
Shoot. So basically,
we'll be, yeah,
you in,
basically, if you guys don't know,
millions of people are,
there's a lot of people.
Somebody.
All right, Georges,
somebody.
What did.
Let me tell you guys, because I'm actually in the bubble. So some dude who actually got on the news recently wearing a Naruto outfit on. He started this group on Facebook that you can join. Now it has like 3 million people. It's called Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all. That's what it's called. And it's basically talking about people joining to Storm Area 51 to get the aliens out.
Which the U.S. replied saying that they are ready to, like, defend their assets.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, the U.S. Replied, or the U.S. something replied saying that...
Maybe it's a parody page.
Maybe
it's a parody page.
Man, Rob's gone. Rob is golden. Yeah, so when you guys join, basically.
Thanks to the dough.
No, bro.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Leave the aliens alone, man.
Leave it alone. There. It's nice and warm.
5-star room service, bro. Yeah.
They got shelter, food.
They got it all. Anyways, all right, guys, back to the podcast. Back to coffee. Lastly, just to wrap things up, we are doing a secret little giveaway, secret little discount codes at the end of our podcast to our listeners, our faithful listeners. So here it is. If you comment hashtag
Area51
on our most recent post, you might have a chance to win a free t-shirt, some free merch. So make sure you
some
guys comment that. Some stickers in there. We'll throw some goodies in there. So
nice,
make sure you
nice.
Guys hashtag that. Hashtag Area51 for a chance to win on our most recent post. So you guys know the drill. You guys know what to do. We hope you guys had a great day. And I thank you guys so much for tuning in. Any last final words from anyone?
Thank you, homies.
Follow Barbershop Heaven on Instagram. Thank you, Eric, for allowing us to use your space to record our third episode. And many more to come. This one is going to be uploaded on Tuesday, and that's going to be our schedule from now on. Every Tuesday, guys, you can expect a podcast. And stay tuned, guys, for next week as we conversate more on coffee and other different topics. So, again, guys, thank you, guys. Follow the Coffee Crew Co. Follow Barbershop Heaven. And until next time, guys. Peace.
Later, homies.
Bye.
Yo.